On his new album, Music Will Explain, his first on Stone's Throw, and the feature album this week on 2SER, Mocky attempts to capture the essence of humanity in an increasingly digital and artificial world. Music Will Explain is the result of Mocky's obsessive quest to capture the sound of humans in the age of AI. An album that asks, why do we do what we do? Why do we create the things that we create? Why make music if not to make something that only human beings can experience together? When we need answers, music will explain. And to further explain, we welcome Mocky to 2SER Breakfast. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing, everybody?
Thank you so much for joining us here today. Congratulations on being the feature album here on 2SER.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so grateful and honored.
I must say this is a very positive sounding album, upbeat as anything, considering that you're dealing with such weighty and heady topics such as the nature of music and art in the face of artificial intelligence.
Right. Well, I wouldn't say that was front of mind as I was making the music, but as time's gone on, it's turned out to be kind of a prescient point. And after all, we make music to be brought together with other humans, right? So,
yeah. I love how that happens, how you sort of like you're just there sort of making a song when inspiration strikes, and then you sort of you step back, you take a look at this collection of songs, and you're like, oh, hang on, there's a theme happening here.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it started with just gathering friends around a single microphone in my garage and just thinking, what's a sound that I can capture that will be the most emblematic of the sound of like just humans and humanity?
Yeah.
Because of everything was sounding so digital. Mm. And it just kind of came together that way.
Yeah, I guess the cool thing with that as well is not only are you capturing the sound of humanity, you're there by way of having your friends there in the garage with you recording, you're generating a real positive, friendly human environment.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, it's been a really incredible experience developing the sound. And I was searching for this sound that I heard a lot in sort of disco records, Bee Gees, Brazilian music, where you have a group of vocalists carrying the tune and you don't necessarily tell the different voices apart. It all sounds like one voice. Yeah. And that idea of people bringing many voices together to join and to form one voice was something that I found really beautiful and intriguing in today's world where we're so separated.
Yeah, and the human voice, sort of you're looking at it as it's the most natural instrument on earth.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, after all, that's what you hear like when you're in the womb. It's what you hear when your mother first sings to you and soothes you. So, you know, really starting with that as the first sound really put me in a place where I was putting that foremost and then working backwards from that, adding the sounds around it. Because after all, I'm a producer, an electronic musician as well. So, you know, it's not enough to just capture a sort of vintage sound, but you want it to be relevant and you want it to strike a tone, strike a chord. So I'm really glad it's doing that with your listeners.
And I guess it asks some existential questions as well, doesn't it? Seeing as you are an electronic music producer, that you're using technology to help you create your music, do you worry about AI at all? Does it sort of strike fear into your heart? Do you think, oh, this is going to replace humanity in music? Or are you just sort of like, well, no, it'll probably be a little bit intimidating to start off with, but then we'll center it. And the human instinctively knows that when they listen to music, they want to listen to something that was created by a human.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I mean, I think till now I don't use AI in my music. I use AY, what I call AY, which is why do you do what you do? So till now, AI doesn't really have a reason to do anything. It still needs a human to have a reason, right? Yeah. So I have a reason why I do what I do. Artists and pretty much everybody, you have a reason, an impulse that drives you, whether it's a passion, a compassion, and I think that's where AI still falls short. Like there really is no reason for it to do much. So I think the story behind the music can be felt. The story behind really storytelling is something that will carry us through. I'm not too worried about it, but I did make an album before this one that I shelved because I thought it sounded like, what if you told AI to make the next Mocky album, what it would sound like. So I actually shelved that, started over, and said, okay, what can I do that's going to just really capture something innately human, and therefore I won't be replaced by AI.
And with some of your practice, you're sort of working against technological advancements. You're going backwards. You used to play music to monkeys in European zoos?
That's right. When I first started out, I used to go to every city. I went to Glasgow, London, Paris. And before the show, I would go and play at the zoo. At first, honestly, it was something I was just curious about, but it started as a bit of a sort of PR tactic, because when I started out, I was independent. I couldn't get the journalists to come to my shows. So I would go to the zoo and get people to come down to the concert. But what was interesting was that I started developing my style at the zoo. So I would be singing, like, at first I started playing kind of loud rhythmic stuff, and the monkeys would start kind of also freaking out and making crazy sounds. But one of the zookeepers told me, actually, they're upset. You need to take it down a notch. And that's when I started sort of developing my vocal style, which is a bit more crooning and soft spoken and writing songs. And when I did that, I noticed that the monkeys started coming up to the bars, even reaching through the bars, touching my keyboard. And I found a way to kind of draw them in. And so that's where I actually developed my songwriting style, which I then would try out in front of humans later that same night.
That's amazing stuff. I thought it might have been a situation where if you started playing a hot beat, maybe the monkeys were going to demand to grab the microphone and spit some hot freestyles over the top of it. Turn me up in the headphones, Moggy.
Right, exactly. No, it didn't happen.
Wonderful stuff. This is it's a really, really beautiful album, Music Will Explain. And you've had a lengthy career in music, but this is your first on Stone's Throw record. What a wonderful home for the music that you're making.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, in this era, it's so special to kind of fall into a home with like-minded musicians. Obviously, Stone's Throw is the home of Jay Dilla, Peanut Butter Wolf, Madlib, some of the most classic underground sort of left field hip hop stuff, which is sort of a big part of what I have done in the past. But now it's really branched out, and it kind of does a bit of everything. Just incredible musicians and community. So I'm really blessed to find that label for this.
Well, I don't know. Next time you're at the Stone's Throw Records staff meeting, maybe you need to have a chat with everyone. I know the new Automatic album is one we're looking forward to. You've got Sedan Archives there. Why not get a Stone's Throw Roadshow thing happening and come on down here and play some shows?
Okay, yeah, I'll start working on it. I think that sounds great.
Beautiful. Moggy, I really appreciate your time here today. Thanks so much for joining us to have a chat. The new album is Music Will Explain, Choir Music, Volume 1. It is the feature album here on 2SER. Before I let you go, I'm assuming that as it's Choir Music, Volume 1, this is probably an avenue that you're going to continue exploring?
Oh, yeah. Choir Music, Volume 2 is on the way.
Out now in all reputable record stores and plenty of disreputable ones as well. Moggy, thanks
but
for joining us.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Don't forget to check out Volume 1. Thanks for supporting.
That's it. We're loving Volume 1. Here's a song from it now. This one's called Choir Beat. Thank you so much for joining us, Moggy.
Choir Beat. Let's go. Thanks, Tuzer. Bye.
Bye.